Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House.
Right, so we've just taken the core of the house, manufacturing it in a very efficient quality environment.
Yeah.
Most cost-effective way to build. Bring it to the job site, and then let's make it fit the environment.
Yeah.
And why would officials not want that in their area?
And it's a healthier home.
100% healthy, 100% green.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, great example. I mean, everybody out there in our audience is driven by a job site. They see the, you know, neighbor's house going up down the street. And every 4 days, they see the dumpster getting picked up and hauled off, half full of wood, building materials, whatever, you know, all that waste that goes out of there. And that's what's so efficient about the way you guys build, because you get materials in the right length. And it's so optimized that I'm like...
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know. But we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining us today. We are here at Design and Construction Week, the International Building Show. And I am sitting in a beautiful house right now with Champion Homes. And this place is amazing. Guys, let's get some introductions going so we can start talking about these beautiful homes you guys are building.
Perfect. Well, I'm Wade Lyle, Executive Vice President for Champion Homes. I work with our business development team across the United States, representing our 47 factories between Canada and the United States, and have alongside of me Mike Tweeden.
Thanks, Mike.
Hello there. Mike Tweeden, Vice President of Sales and Business Development, and just excited to be here at IBS this week. It's a lot of energy. A
lot of energy. Guys, I came in here a little bit ago, just kind of checking it out, and it was standing room only. This place was packed.
Yeah, it was cool. I think I heard this morning there's already been over 100,000 people that have actually checked in to the show. And I know yesterday we had over 7,000 people that came through the display.
Yeah.
So it's nonstop.
Yeah. It's crazy. Well, you guys are building some great homes. And, you know, earlier on in the year, I was talking to you guys, of course, Brent from my local area. You guys are such an opportunity out there for people out there that need something that's beautiful and affordable, because we have an affordable housing issue in the U.S. right now.
It's not an issue. It's a crisis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we obviously, in our build methods, we represent affordable housing, right?
Yeah.
Some people like to call it attainable. It's attainable. It's affordable. We try to hit the price points for the working class people that have a monthly payment target that they have to hit. And so all of our designs, when we come up with the design, we think about who the buyer is, what the affordable cost factor is, and how do we back into that number?
Yeah.
But more importantly, through our efficient production process, we can drive labor costs down. We maximize the scale of the size. You know, when you're doing over 27,000 homes a year, we can really leverage our spend to get really cost-effective products. And we focus on that. Depending on the part of the country, we're under 300,000, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this house we're sitting in today, a homeowner could buy this for $234,000, right?
And this 1,600
has a big, square feet.
And this has a... This kitchen twice as big as mine at home.
Oh, yeah.
This island is stunning. I mean, it's what, 9-10 feet?
12.
It's
great.
12. There we go. See, it's crazy.
Right.
And this is something that people walk in, and it was funny watching people walk in and go, whoa, wow, this is crazy. I mean, it's stunning.
So Eric, you just said the wow word, and we do home demonstrations nationally. Seems like every month Mike's putting on a show somewhere in a venue. And we're constantly trying to get the product out in front of, you know, local officials that make zoning decisions. Because one of the challenges we have as an industry is to build a HUD code manufactured home. There's parts of the country that they're not approved to go in. And that's where we have the affordable housing crisis, right? And every time we get a local zoning official walk in one of our houses, you know what they say?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Right? This is not what I expected. And when you think about the evolution of our build methods and some of the technology and some of the automation things we're doing, we're really putting quality as the focus, right?
Yeah.
And when you can get a mortgage on this that goes out to 30 years, it's telling you that these are lasting a lifetime.
No question. And what's cool about this is you guys are building a better home than these spec guys are in. No offense to you spec builders out there that are checking it out right now, but you're not building this home inside a controlled area. I mean, I can't tell you how many job sites I've been out to. It's sheathed up. There's 2 inches of water sitting on the floor because it's been raining all day while the guys are doing some interior framing. They haven't got the roof on it. And half the panels in there are colored black because of the rain and stuff that's been hitting it. And it's a big moldy mess. Not in your house.
You hit it. Factory built housing, to me, it's just a smarter way to build. When you look at climate control, material control, you have artisans in our factories that they become specialists in that. And they come in every day and they're able to hone their skills in that area instead of having to switch jobs, out of work for a while with the weather. It really is a smart way to build.
It really is. Cause for instance, your molding guy is your molding guy, right? They're the ones doing it. They're not the plumber yesterday. They're not the drywall of the day before. They do what they do and they do it all day long.
Yeah. So we have, you know, pretty close to 9,000 employees across our spectrum. And when you think about in a factory, 200 skilled workers in the factory, they do the same job every day. Right?
Yeah.
And so to your point, a molder's a molder, right? They learn how to make good, clean miter cuts, right?
Yeah.
When you get a wall framer, they understand what they have to do around the doors and the windows to ensure that that's quality product. And they do it repetitive day in and day out. And it ends up being a good quality product.
Well, that's the one thing in a regular job site, right? The one person's done and they're out. Well, if the framer's not doing their job in your building, the drywall guy's coming over going, Mikey, get it straight. You're making my job harder.
That's exactly right.
Those two trades don't talk on the job site usually.
That's correct. And we talk every day. So we go through a thorough quality inspection process. It is regulated by the government, by the HUD code. And so we have a third party doing quality inspections. But when we go from line roll to line roll, from station to station, we have a buy-off process.
Yeah.
So when one department finishes and moves to another, they get inspected before it's accepted.
Yeah.
And so it ensures that we're constantly working out the bugs and the defects, correct?
And that's the one thing about building code in the U.S. Building code is for health, safety, and welfare. You can build an absolutely horribly built house out there that there's not a wall that's straight, there's not a wall that's plumb, there's nothing going on right. But past the building inspector, you guys have a whole level of actual quality that you're going through and making sure. And I've been through the factory. I see what goes on. It is amazing to watch that. It's like a symphony in there going on as far as just everybody working together. And all of a sudden there's like, wow, there goes that wall panel. But it's studs, it's sheetrock, it's all the stuff that you want to see in your home, but just built better.
Well, and when you think about the bones of a house, it's the floors, it's the walls, it's the roof, really end up determining whether you have a good quality product. And all of those processes in our factories are in a permanent fixture, a jig that's made perfectly square.
Right.
So when we install this, it's laid flat. It's easy for our people to work and fasten the fasteners into the studs. So we know we have a perfectly square product when it goes from one station to the next versus on site. You may be on a ladder trying to get something square and level, right?
Yeah.
All of those bones of our products are always in a jig.
Yeah. And it's just awesome because on the job site, there's somebody later on trying to fix it, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And to play on something both of you said, you talked about, but it passed the inspector and you commented about station to station. But we also have a third-party inspection company that checks every single house, and they can walk in any house at any time, anywhere in the production line to assure that we're meeting those code requirements.
Absolutely. And, you know, think about worker safety, right? That's a big deal. And that's one thing that I love about your factory as well is because, you know, so many times the roofer's jumping up on there and it's icy or the framer's up there and it's a wet, rainy day. It's in a controlled environment. So that person that's getting on the roof, it's still 70 degrees and they're getting up on the roof.
Yeah. So we actually have in one of our operating principles, we want our employees to go home in better condition than they came in. Right. So we really focus on safety and to the thing about somebody falling, we have fall protection inspections, right? We are constantly training and working on what was the near miss we had that week or that day, and how do we prevent it from happening? And since it is very repetitive process, we can put in the safety precautions and we really focus on that for our people.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, again, there's not a job site out there that I see that has safety people walking around, and you have a few of them in the building. It's not like there's one person floating around. When I was walking through, I'm like, wow, there's a bunch of safety people around here. And that's super cool to see because that means that person showing up to work the next day and they're not having to lose time. You're not paying for that. Everybody wins because at 5 o'clock when they go home, it's a good day for them.
That's a fact. And we do, we work with OSHA, right? And since we do have the 47 factors, if we identify a potential safety concern from one, we share it to the others immediately. we go do an internal inspection to make sure we check that off and get it fixed.
That's great. Yeah. Let's go back to affordable housing, because this, again, is such a, like you said, it's a crisis across the country. And there's such a misconception with state, federal, even local governments on zoning. And they could fix this relatively easy and quickly if they just identified some of these issues. Because building codes or zoning in areas were designed for grandma's 1976 single wide that it's been decades since that was built, right?
Yeah. So that's the biggest issue. It is literally the image, right? It's the vision that these officials have in their head. And hence the reason we try to get out to them and demonstrate products to them constantly. We focus heavily on innovation and really trying to make attractive products, right? It is one of the things with our Genesis brand, which is part of the Champion family, really targeting these builder developers that have some trades and skills on site, that when we get the house to the site and it's 90% complete, they can put some extra amenities on it and it looks like the house next door, right? So we're just taking the core of the house, manufacturing it in a very efficient quality environment, most cost-effective way to build, bring it to the job site, and then let's make it fit the environment.
Yeah.
And why would officials not want that in their area?
And it's a healthier home.
100% healthy, 100% green.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, great example. I mean, everybody out there in our audience is driven by a job site. They see the, you know, neighbor's house going up down the street. And every 4 days, they see the dumpster getting picked up and hauled off, half full of wood, building materials, whatever, you know, all that waste that goes out of there. And that's what's so efficient about the way you guys build, because you get materials in the right length. And it's so optimized that I'm like, you would think that as much as each one of your factories, you'd have a row of dumpsters lined up outside. That's not the case.
Well, you said you toured the factory. You saw, if you walked around, you see a few trash cans here and there for sawdust and a little bit of debris. But an average house can't produce more than a couple of trash cans of waste.
Yeah, where you have probably four dumpsters for the same one being built.
Right. And that goes back to the point of people are doing the job that they're trained to do. Materials are coming in cut to length. And so you really have a very efficient process going through the building.
Which is great for the environment, but it's also great for the person that's buying it. Because if you're going out and buying this house, for instance, you're not paying for all that material that, one, you paid for to get brought in. And then two, you paid for to haul off and get rid of. So you've paid for it twice.
Yeah. So we, even down to the design, right? So when we design a home, we look at how many cuts we're going to have to make on a piece of sheetrock. And if we do one cut, can we take that piece and use it somewhere else? Right. So we actually design all of the walls, interior and exterior, thinking about maximizing the material use and eliminating all the waste. And then we can go work, kind of going back to the size and scale. When we have these vendors and we're producing 27,000 homes a year, they'll actually design products for us to fit the sizes we want, and it eliminates waste.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking 2x6 wall construction. You have all the normal stuff that you see today. The one thing I want to talk about is the beauty, right?
Right.
That's the part that it's hard to talk about on the radio, but as an interior designer of 30 years, I walk in and go, cool, beams exposed, painted cabinets, composite countertops. I mean, let's start getting into it. You know, it's sexy.
It's absolutely gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the materials we're using in our products is no different than any other home built, right? To your point, 2x4s, 2x6s, wood cabinet doors painted, right? If we use molding, depending on the market, some may do finished drywall to the ceiling, et cetera. We absolutely focus on what's trending, right? We have our own design department nationally. They come to these shows while we're here presenting our product. They're looking at what's trending inside the hall in there. And we'll come back and we'll continue to update and refresh. And based on the volume we run at, we can switch on a dime, right? If black's in, we're going to black, right? If it's gold, we're going to gold. So we stay very focused on that and making sure that it's very appealing to the people that are shopping.
Yeah, and an affordable price point too. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at stainless steel appliances. You got a beautiful Smeg fridge sitting over there. That thing's pretty cool. You know, and it's just, you know, built-in microwaves. It's just all the right stuff for somebody. And again, let's get back to affordability. You go get this and you go build this house someplace else, it's easy twice as much more.
It is. And even more importantly, the speed at what we can build it. So if you're a builder, right? And we talked about these small spec home builders. We want to partner with them. We want to help them be more efficient and deliver a better quality product for that end consumer looking for that affordable house. The speed at what we can do this while we're building this in a factory And depending on the factory, it's going to be 5 to 7 working days. It's literally online and offline. During that time, the builder can be getting the site prepped and ready. And within 2 weeks, we can have the house set, assembled, finished. And you're talking about a 30 to 45 day realistic cycle time. That's utilizing your capital very wisely, and it saves the end consumer a tremendous amount of money.
Well, and it's going into a community that looks like any other community out there, because I've seen you guys build stuff where the home shows up and you're putting a garage on the front of it. And then it just looks like every other little suburbia place. Nobody has any idea what that house is.
Or to your point, you talked about in the city and where there's such a demand for housing. Look at all the empty lots sitting around that the city, county, municipality owns. And give us the opportunity to go and put a house in there. It fits the surrounding environment. And the city goes from a costing lot to a satisfied homeowner. Some of the housing situations resolved. And they have a property tax generating piece of property. And that person is spending money in their community. So that sales tax is going through. So there's a home buyer that wins. The city and municipality wins. Yet we struggle to get them to buy in that it's a acceptable style of housing.
Yeah, that's the part. And coming from Oregon, that's one of the biggest problems we have out there. It's just, and you guys know, it's one of those problems that plenty of states have, right? Is that there are people that just have not changed how they think about this stuff. And there's so many easy options for affordable housing out here. This is one that's been made for generations. And there's still some places that just haven't updated things. They're still thinking it's 1977.
Right. And it's not. And even the new communities we're doing today, right? We're developing them for the lifestyle of the person that's going to live there.
Yeah.
If you're a person that's getting into retirement age, you need certain amenities in a community. So the communities are being developed for that lifestyle. We're designing the product that fits that lifestyle.
Yeah. Right?
Most people that are getting to retirement age are looking to downsize a little bit. You know, our sweet spot's 1600 to 1800 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And it's perfect for that type of buyer.
It is. And if I was a developer out there, this is the easy button. I mean, you go in and get your site prep for a small community. Maybe it's a few acres someplace that hasn't been developed, or it was, you know, a little type, you know, it was a little old house that was on there, and it was a former farm down the road, and it's been sitting there just abandoned and not used. Come in there, put your utilities, your street down the middle of it, drop in 6 homes, and in a few months, you're out of there.
Very quickly.
Like, right?
30, 60 days.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You can spend more time getting the landscaping knocked out than anything else. And that's the crazy part.
I mean, the house shows up 80% complete. So you piece it together, you finish out. I mean, the house you're sitting in right now was not here a week ago.
Exactly. And you guys came in like it was any other project, came in here, knocked it out. I mean, we're in the middle of a parking lot here and you got a house.
Very true. In 7 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could tell people to walk in this door, go, where's the split in this house? Nobody has any idea.
No. And that's all part of the design, right? We've got to make them more appealing, and we got to make sure that we utilize. And look, it's even saving us money on site by figuring out better ways to make the transitions.
Well, I noticed one thing in your construction, at least up at the Skyline plant by my house, about how you guys use those main beams down the middle. That is a strong house.
Well, it kind of goes back to what I said about the bones of the house being the most important, right? So when you put a ridge beam across that center section, it just makes that house as strong as a sidewall, right? And so that is, it is for the quality, right? To make sure we get the house to the site, we get it set, and it minimizes cracks, and it's perfect.
Yeah. And then, but I noticed too that you guys do such a great job of hiding things like in doorways and things like that, that you just don't know where things are. It just looks like a normal walkway.
Absolutely.
And that's great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, I mean, you guys make a lot of different homes, and I guess, you know, it's different in each part of the country, right? Because you guys really regionalize things so it looks like it fits. You know, something that's going to fit maybe in the Pacific Northwest where I am is not what's going to work as well in the Southeast or down in Texas or SoCal or up on the East Coast. But you guys have a lot of different styles for different people in different homes.
There are regional differences you hit, but if you take your typical site built builder, they take a piece of dirt and they scrape it and cookie cut the lots and they come in with 4 or 5 models. A large portion of our business is to the individual homeowner that wants a certain look, or landowner that they want a certain look, a certain lay on the property. So we end up with a lot of different designs to be able to meet lot size needs, demands. And then you go in, we have city infill where the whole design changes the look there because you're fitting lot width and setbacks. And then to your point, geographically, there are desirable differences. wood cabinets versus painted cabinets, ceiling heights, materials in the houses, exterior components. It really is a unique situation, and you can see it change as you work coast to coast.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit to that person out there that has that piece of land that they're like, all right, I bought this 10 years ago. We're going to build a house on it one day. But they've been pricing out the housing prices and like, I don't have 500 grand to go drop into onto my $200,000 piece of property that I bought 10 years ago.
Yeah, I would actually tell you that these are the customers that I think we can really, really perform to.
Exactly.
Because the assembly of whether it's in a subdivision or a scattered lot is the same for us, right?
Yeah.
90% is built in a factory, it ships to a site. So we're actually more cost advantaged when you get to a scattered lot.
Yeah.
So picture a site builder having to drive 30 miles out of town versus having a subdivision going site to site. So we get 90% of it finished, right? We send our crews out to do the on-site finishes, have the foundation done. But that process is so quick, they're not having to drive for months on end to try to get completion. It's one truck in, it's a truck out, and we're finished.
Because those things get so expensive when that contractor has to commute that 30 miles to get out of town, right?
That's correct.
They sit there and go, okay, well, that's an hour lost each day, but I got to pay my guy an hour.
That's correct.
So now all of a sudden you got 10 or 15% easily just on that. But then all the vendors, the lumber company goes, well, I got a charger for that delivery out there. That's not my free delivery. That's $300 to send the truck out there times how many loads?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. It's big. So, you know, to that point, when you think our materials come to the factory, right? And most of our factories are in locations we have easy access to get in and out with the big supplies of trucks and whatnot. And then we're assembling that. And then we just have one delivery to the site. So it makes it simple.
Yeah. And cost effective for everybody. And they get a better house.
We definitely believe so. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk energy efficiency, because that's a big thing too these days. I mean, nobody's utility rates are going down right now. Not happen. I don't care where you're at. I'm not seeing that happening. You guys are building a really efficient green home.
So energy is a major priority for us. The good thing about our production process, manufacturing process, you know, my kid on it with the inspections and the national code that we build to, we're regulated even tighter than a traditional site builder, right? With our inspection process. So being green, using materials that are very focused around energy efficiency. And when you think about the envelope that we build and the way we do it with precision, the air leakage, you know, it's covered through our real rigid construction process.
Yeah.
You know, 2x6 walls to get the heavy insulation. But being to the national code, you know, Energy Star is regulated, right? And
you
build to the Energy Star. And it's inspected inside the factory during the process,
right?
And so we focus on the energy codes. We've got a new energy code coming up here. We're going to be compliant to in a couple of years. And we're already working on those techniques today.
Yeah.
We're already starting to present some of that stuff to the product. So we're very focused on energy efficient because it is a cost of living, right?
No question.
And if we're going to be the affordable housing solution, then we've got to make sure that it's affordable through the lifestyle of the home.
You know, you look at an entry-level house, the drywall goes in there, there's so many holes in the ceilings, they've got all these things, they're coming around. It's so cool watching you guys lift that drywalled ceiling over and place it on a house, and you've got this pre-finished ceiling basically flying in over the top, and you don't have to worry about all the things that got missed that you would typically see in a site-built home. And that makes for a tighter house.
Oh, 100%. And it's kind of back to the point, you know, I love to watch our ceiling process because our sheetrock's laid flat in a jig. When we put the trusses in, they're square. We've got, you know, points on our jig system that ensures that we get them to the right dimension, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're typically using a foam process for the application, so it does eliminate screws and some other drywall things that you could have. And so we know when we pick that roof up, it's 100% square, 100% plumb. We're putting it on 100% square and plumb floor system with walls already on it. And because of the way we do the process and having the catwalks, we can do it from a safety perspective, but it's all waist high. It's easy for our employees to work on.
Well, that's the cool thing. I love seeing you guys use adhesives because it's one of my pet peeves. I've been talking to a bunch of firefighters we've had on the show in the past, and they're saying with the new lightweight drywalls we have, you've got to put twice as many screws in. And they want you to be using glue, because what happens is I've seen them, they've done fire testing and they're like, all of a sudden, you know, like UL listing guys were doing this testing. They're like, wow, why it's 7 minutes was a ceiling falling in, where last year, you know, 2 years ago, it lasted twice as long. And they went, oh, lightweight drywalls. They put more air in the drywall. Then you have a fire, right?
Yeah.
So that adhesive is something we should be doing in every home, but you guys have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, we do it. started out because it was very efficient and very functional, right?
Yeah.
And it did the application, made it really seamless, and it is a better product. And mm-hmm. so it just makes sense to keep using that. And we use it from wall or ceilings going down to the walls and just continuing to try to improve that.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. And like you said, there's no more pops because there's not a mechanical fastener in there that's not doing that great a job of holding anyway.
That's correct.
That's why you have so many screws in a piece of drywall just to hold it up there.
That's right.
That makes sense. So style-wise, I mean, we're seeing a lot of cool styles these days. And I know that's regional, but I know... How many people, what do you guys do on the interior design process? We talked about a little bit earlier, but it seems that you guys are just on point on the trends. Do you have a regional group that does this, or is it one big group that just kind of keeps? Because as you know, interior design is so different on the West Coast, the East Coast, North versus South. It's so different. But every time I see or I'm in a different area, it seems like you guys have got, you know, that market covered on the style trend.
We actually have a small design team, but they cover the country and they come to events like this. They stay engaged in seminars, conferences, shows to stay on front of the trend. And they know there are geographic differences. So they go out and they walk, see what's going on in the industry in that type of area, the housing market. So they can bring those into the houses we're producing.
Nice. So,
but it is a small team, but we do have a design studio where we have a lot of the different materials to test and pair up together. And so we try and take a lot of that out, the guesswork out of the equation for people.
Nice. Let's talk about the brands under your umbrella, because you guys have a lot of different people out there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we have a brand in my area. You guys have, you know, I mean, there's... You guys have a lot of hands in a lot of places.
Yeah, so Champion in general, you know, grew through a lot of different acquisitions, looking sure. for manufacturers that have the same principles that we have and geographies where we needed distribution. And so we did kind of grow through some acquisition, but there we have many brands, like our Skyline brand that you're familiar with yeah. in Oregon, right? Skyline's got one of the best reputations in the industry for quality and taking care of homeowners. And so yep. they were a good fit. So we focus on Skyline, obviously Champion being the parent brand.
Sure.
You know, Champion's been around for 60 plus years. So, you know, we've got a lot of legacy to hold there. You know, our Genesis brand's one we're really proud of, which really, I think I'd mentioned it earlier, kind of focused toward these builder developers that are maybe struggling with trades today. And so we really want to try to develop products in a process to help them expedite their build process with a yeah. better quality product and ultimately getting the most affordable price to the end consumer. And so Genesis is designed around helping a builder developer identify the opportunity in the land they have mm-hmm. and then work with us on the designs. And Mike touched a little bit about how we work on the designs, you know, regionally and whatnot to fit that property. The best part is once we get the builder's property identified, we work on the design as they're working on the job site. We're working on the production and the engineering and what needs to happen. And when they're finished, we're coming together to have that real seamless process. Expediting speed, which is very important because it drives out cost, and that's all a benefit to the end consumer.
Absolutely, because you're just not paying. I mean, think about that. And that's one of the biggest things, I think, again, with building today, that's one of our biggest challenges. Outside of the zoning and other issues is, you know, the trade skills gap we have out there. You know, you guys have that ability, though, which is cool, to take somebody in under your wing as a new hire employee and work them through the system. So now all of a sudden they didn't know anything about construction. They wanted to be in construction. But now you've worked through them, that you can hold their hand through the process, train them and get them there. Well, you know, why didn't the roofer show up yesterday? Well, truck broke down. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. And the end consumer pays for that because that's just another day that house is sitting there with nothing happening.
Yeah, very inefficient. You know, Eric, not that we don't have our challenges, you know.
Of course.
Everybody. But to your point, it is easier for us in our belief to bring someone into a factory environment and say, okay, look, we're going to start you out in this job function, get you comfortable with the way we operate, mm-hmm. get them comfortable with our culture, help train and lead them through learning a skill. And what we've identified, you know, for doing this for many years is, a lot of these people come in and they get really good at a skill and they want to grow, right? I mean, we're mm-hmm. we're constantly wanting people to grow and develop and take on leadership roles. And when you've got 200 people in a factory, you know, we need many leaders, right?
Yeah.
And so we like to grow them internally, and we'll go from department to department, let them learn different skills, then figure out what they're best at. And then we put them over a group of 10 or 12 people. And they just, you know, organically grow as leaders. And we've got individuals that are running multi-million dollar factories that started out framing a wall in a factory.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a great career opportunities for these individuals.
Well, and then if you're wanting to get into the trades, do you want to be working outside in the rain and the snow and the wind and the heat or whatever? Or do you want to be inside where you're in a controlled environment where you're coming in, clocking out, doing the same work, but it is a healthier, safer, and easier environment to work in?
Well, and you hit it. It's consistent. So they know they're going to be working. The paycheck's going to be there.
Exactly.
The livelihood's there. And you aren't a victim of the weather or
right.
How far away the next project is. I mean, fuel costs for somebody to drive from job site as a laborer. And they come to the same place each day. It's really becomes a family for them because they've worked around these people for years and they help each other and encourage each other. And that shows in the quality of work they do.
No question. And I think that's just one of those things. I'm sure that's one of your biggest battles too out there is just getting quality people in the door, because that's been one of the biggest challenges, just trying to track down people for the trades. But you have that unique opportunity for somebody that's, you know, maybe getting out of college right now or thinking about going to college and they're not sure, hey, go swing a hammer for a little bit, even though you guys aren't walking around with hammers in there anymore. You know, there's a lot of great equipment out there.
Yeah, I mean, Mike hit on it earlier. It's a smarter way to build, right?
Yeah.
That's what we really focus on, is how can we make the job easier, better quality, better, you know, for the employee doing the work. And so, you know, we're constantly looking and investing in new automated equipment mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe somebody comes out of school and they want to be a little bit techie. They can come run one of the machines for us, right? And
yeah.
It's still a production job, but yet you're not swinging a hammer, to your point, right? So,
yeah.
So we're constantly trying to figure out the smarter way to build, which at the end of the day is going to drive out the cost and be a more affordable solution for the end consumer.
Yeah, I got up on the catwalk at the Skyline plant, was up there when they were getting ready to do the roofing and stuff up there. I'm like, man, this is the easy button for getting up on the place, because you had full access to it. You're just walking right along the edge of the roof.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the safest environment I've ever seen for a roof, because it's usually not easy up there, you know, and you're inside, you've got a catwalk, it's well lit, you know, everything is kind of dialed in, and that makes for just a better project because you're not struggling with the ladder moving around. It's just not that stuff that you typically see. And you don't have to worry about carrying that roofing up there, like off of the ladder and getting it dropped up there. So
yeah, I mean, we always,
you guys have all your stuff.
What's the easiest, smoothest, safest way to get the material to the workstation?
Yeah.
Right. Less steps for the employee, right? It benefits everybody involved right down to the environment, to your point of not having to pay extra labor. Right. So we try to make the entire process from buying the materials to handling the materials, to getting them to the workstation, to where the people that are actually doing the work, they're mm-hmm. just grabbing and placing and fastening, right?
Yeah.
And so being very efficient.
So let's talk now about, I want to ask you guys about the process. So if there's a developer out there or a builder out there that's like, man, I got 6 or 8 homes or I got a bunch of infill lots, let's say, what's the process for them to start going down this road?
Well, we start by identifying size of the home that'll fit on the lot.
Mm-hmm.
What their wants and needs are, where the price point needs to be. And then we work with an appropriate factory to come up with a few different floor plan designs for them to choose from, work with. We start working through the amenities they want in the home. And then we, you know, we have to help them with, some cases we help them with setup crews, things of that sort, financing. But lots of times they have those trades in place. And so it's really working with the build, where is the handoff to the set to a certificate of occupancy?
Nice. That goes pretty quick then at that point.
It really does. If it's ready, Wade may have hit on it earlier. I think he said 5 to 7 days on average through a factory, and give it a couple more weeks for a set on site to pull the house, finish it out, connect utilities, landscaping, inspections, and things of that sort. You really could conceivably be turned in a 30 to 60 day window.
Yeah.
And if you think about the time value of money to somebody with how construction loan costs are these days and everything else, it adds up fast.
Yeah, because you're seeing, you know, 6-8 months for a lot of times for these typical stick-built homes by the time they get going out there. Because by the time they start going and it just, there's days that nothing's happening out there. There's all those different delays that happen throughout the process. So that's a whole different project through that. Let's talk a little bit about here too, that homeowner now that's okay, I got that piece of land and I want to do something. Or they're like, hey, this is my retirement place. I got that place out by the lake. I got to do something with that. I'm not going to move into that place, but I want to put a place up there by the lake. you guys are perfect for that as well. What's the process for that more retail consumer?
So the first process would be to go to championhomes.com, genesishomes.com, skylinehomes.com, yep. to go to one of our websites, you know, look at the designs and the models we have and get some concept of what you like. Yeah. And then based on where you're at, we can link you directly to one of our distributors, mm-hmm. Because we do serve nationally,
yep.
right? So you would have a selection of a couple of different builder partners, retailers to be able to talk to. And then we would get them connected to the retailer and talk through their process.
Yeah.
Because every job site's different, right?
100%.
And our local distributor and builder partners will go out to the job site and determine, okay, here's what we're going to have to do to get your foundation or driveway or whatever. So we have those partners. We have over 2,000 distributors that distribute and build our products. So we would get them connected with them and then pick one of the designs. And we've got many hundreds of designs to choose from. So we can just about have a design for any property that they have. And then we go through that build process, right? So they would work with that retailer, that distributor to make the home order. We would build it at the factory and then we would ship it and have it assembled and go right through that 30 to 60 day process Mike was talking about.
And boy, they got to get after site prep because you guys are building that house and it's coming out quick.
Yeah. And we do work with those builders on their schedule, right? So,
sure.
So yeah. if they think it's going to take them 3 months to get the job site ready because of their backlog or certain things that have to go on, then we get the house scheduled to be ready for when their site's ready.
Yeah.
So we won't start production until they're like, go, we're going to need this house in 30 days, whatever.
Well, especially, because if you guys are kicking that thing into the production line, it's coming out the other end pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like end of the week.
Yeah. Most weeks.
Yeah. Most weeks. But you know what I mean? Yeah, it's absolutely. Fast. It's fast. And that's what's cool is about that. And guys, if you want to see a video, and I'll put this, I think it's actually up on my website that when I went through, did a nice walkthrough with Skyline Homes on that, you can kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about here. So head over to aroundthehouseonline.com to my website. You could take a look at it there, but definitely want to hit your guys's, but really shows kind of what happens in the facility to be able to see that, because this is something until you see it, you go, oh my gosh, this is how we should be building houses out there.
Yeah. I would also encourage to go to genesishomes.com. We actually have a lot of content, a lot of video content that literally shows the on-site process.
Oh, great.
And what you have to do to get the foundation ready. Now, as a homeowner, that's typically not your responsibility. Your builder that you're working with is going to do it, but it gives you an idea of what that on-site process looks like. Plus, we have factory videos as well that shows what's going on in the factory while the foundation is getting ready. And we even show right up to the transportation of the unit coming to the site and being set and finished. So it's a great educational piece to give you confidence of what you're looking at.
And that's something I think as a homeowner or even as builder, whoever, you should be doing that, because that way you can understand the process. It really answers a lot of those questions if you understand start to finish kind of what's going on in the recipe here.
Right. So we put a lot of energy on that because it is
nice.
Look, buying a home is the largest purchase an individual makes.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to make sure we give them as clear of an education of what that process looks like, you know, answer all their questions. So when we go through this process, they're excited to get their home ready.
Well, it's a big investment. And with a quality build like this, you end up something that's going to last you
a lifetime.
You know, yeah. It's a lifetime home. This is not something that I'm going to go rebuild this. And, you know, we used to see that, like, people would come in and, back, let's say in the 80s, right? Back, a whole different world to go as far as this stuff. You'd see people and they're like, in 15 years, I'm going to upgrade and get another one. It's not that way anymore. This is built. There's no need. You can remodel this like a regular house down the road if you wanted to. If you're like, hey, my styles have changed, my needs changed, you can remodel this like any other home.
Yeah. And we actually put into our designs flexibility for, you know, bonus rooms, right?
Yeah.
So you may need an office for a period. And then if you're not working from home anymore, you can turn that into a bedroom or a craft room. And so we put flexibility in the designs that you can expand and grow as a family. Maybe the it's a 3-bedroom with a den or office, and then you need a 4-bedroom. You can convert that, right? So we think about that in our designs as well.
Yeah, that is great stuff.
And the materials are readily available at a Lowe's, a Home Depot, all that type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to hit on that because there's such a misconception out there, because anybody that has been around, let's say they're over 40 years old, they think about helping working at their uncle's house or grandma's house, even the house they were in. And this is something that was like an old manufactured home in the 80s, 70s, 60s. Those things were not typically built. You know, the doors were thinner. The plumbing was different. And you guys have name brand stuff in here. And that's what's cool about that, that those days are long behind us. And that's one of the things that I want to make sure that people understand out there in my audience out there, all you guys listening, is I want to make sure that you understand that this is, in my opinion, and I'm going to endorse this personally, this is a better built home than most of the other spec builders you see out there because of just the quality and the health and wellness inside these homes, because they're built in such complete controlled situations.
So to the point, we have a 1-year warranty on the structure of the product.
Nice.
So if you're a home buyer and you're concerned about, you know, the structure, and to your point, you know, the thickness of the walls, whatnot, and how well the house is going to perform, we got to the point having to warrant this for a year. We eliminated all the things that became issues back in the 80s and 70s, right?
Exactly.
So we focus on products that are durable, that are going to be a lifespan for the product. And then we're going to come out and warrant. If there are any issues with the structure, then we can fix it. It's lumber, right?
Yeah.
So we can fix those components.
Yeah, it's just normal stuff that you see in any other home.
Well, and then along the lines of what Wade just said is there are also the manufacturer's warranty. So the shingles come with the typical 20, 30-year warranty, whatever the appliance is as well. So those supplier or manufacturer warranties come into play as well on top of our 1 year.
Yeah. And before we head out of here, I want to talk a little bit about choices inside, because we didn't really talk about it as far as design choices. Like, I mean, we've got this beautiful Wilson Art countertop here, it looks like.
Yeah.
This is stunning.
Yeah. So we do have a variety of products. So some of us would say maybe too many, but we want to make sure we give enough choices to our homeowners. So yeah, you know, Wilson Art countertops, most of our factories, you're going to have 5 or 6 different color choices. So if you have a darker palette, you want grays and blacks, we have that.
Yeah.
You want to go lighter with whites or tans, we have those choices. And with our design team that Mike referenced, and I'll give out a shout to Tammy Davidson, the best in the industry. You know, Tammy and her team really focus on putting these palettes together.
Yeah.
So when you look at this house, we've got gray cabinets, we've got black countertops, dark gray, you know, backsplashes. Mm-hmm. She has 2 or 3 other palettes. If you want to go lighter or you want to get a little more rustic, you know, she has those palettes designed. We don't let our factories make those decisions.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys are workers. So we do have a design team that gives us all those varieties. And down to the paint colors, down to the appliances, white, black, you know, stainless steel, cabinet pulls, we've got black, we've got stainless, we can go gold. Depending on what your flair is, we have those choices.
And your bathrooms look like they're out of an HD show at the end. I mean, you've got tile, you've got tubs, you got whatever you want in those things.
Yeah, and we really focus on that to be part of a lifestyle, right? Everybody spends time in the bathroom, and it should be a great experience, and you should really love going in there because it's got good character. And so we focus hard on kitchens and baths, and then the functionality of designs, right? Yeah. Making sure that people can live and grow and expand in their life.
I mean, we're sitting here on the kitchen island right now, and you're 4 feet away from and we're sitting here having a good time, and there's seating for 4 or 5 more people here if we wanted to make it and jam in. So, and that's just around the kitchen island.
Yeah. But that's where people live, right?
Yeah.
So we got to make sure we give them the lifestyle they're looking for. They want to live and entertain and be able to work in the kitchen and see the TV and talk to the kids in the living room. And so we have those designs. We also have them if you want to shut the kids in another room. We,
exactly.
We give you that flexibility, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on today. Let's get the websites one more time for everybody, so that way people know where to go if they're out looking around and shopping. Let's make sure that we can send people the right way.
ChampionHomes.com.
Okay.
It can lead you to all of our other sites. It's
perfect.
Our parent site. But yep. SkylineHomes.com,
yep.
Right? And then GenesisHomes.com. And I'd really emphasize Genesis. If you're a builder developer out there looking for a better way to build, go to GenesisHomes.com. Reach out to us. Give us a chance to talk about the process and see if we can help.
Yeah, we got a lot of builder contractors out there. And guys, you're making it hard. Let's make it easy. You got to check these guys out.
That's
seriously.
Great, we may use that slogan going
forward. Thanks for coming on today, guys. I really appreciate it. And man, there's so much to be learned for people out there. Take a deep dive into this stuff. This is, I think, the best affordable housing solution we have out there. And we just need to steer our governments around us to make sure that we're doing the right stuff, because the answers are here. We just have to make the right choices to fix it.
Couldn't have said it better. And Eric, we appreciate you and your belief in our products and really helping push that. So we thank you for it.
Thanks, guys. All right. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak,
It realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.